Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, Sag Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Clint, we just heard from Nick Caley, and a lot to say here. And listen, Nick has starting to get some positive conversation about him. We've talked about his improvement over the last month. It's not, I don't think, a coincidence that in this four-game winning streak, that I think this is probably the best that people have felt about the Texans offense. Both
the arrows pointed up.
In the fan base and outside of it. But he spoke a few times, talked about the matchup coming up with Steve Spagnuolo, the great defensive coordinator for the Kansas City Chiefs. What did you hear? What do you think jump out to you coming from Nick Caley today?
Well, he's got an answer for everything. There ain't no doubt about that, and it's lengthy. But, I thought the O-line stuff, as we're talking O-line heavy today, I thought the O-line stuff was really good, man. Now I would ask, and I'm not being negative. I'm just being critical, right? I mean, it's like I would ask what took so long, because it seems like
– What part in particular?
Well, two different things. Is two things that most offensive linemen – it's like guys didn't just get to the league and all of a sudden become 340 and be an offensive lineman. Most offensive linemen have played that position for a long period of time. The inability – and I've talked about it before. Now they're starting to do it well. I talked about it for multiple years now. This team's – inability or unwillingness to double team and two guys get on one guy and move them physically has blown my mind. The unwillingness or inability to do that has blown my mind. Now they're doing it better, and that is in large. I mean, that's a big reason why the run game is significantly better. And I said that before it even got better. I said, look, I don't know what's going to happen, but the double teams inside, these guys are committing to double teams. They're not coming off early. They're focusing on two guys moving one, and it's creating some space inside for the running game or some space in the pass game. So that I thought was really interesting, because he talked specifically about, he was asked what, you know, this offense is getting a lot of love. They're playing better. Why is that? And he spoke specifically about the double teams and executing the double teams. And I think it's real. The other part of it is settling on these five. Installing an offense takes time, but the takes time part of it typically is these are the five best guys we've got, and now they've got to learn the offense. And it seems like there was an extended period of time where you were committed to Lakin Tomlinson, you're committed to Juice Scruggs, you're committed to these guys that just flat out, for whatever reason, weren't able to get it done. And now, hell, Lakin Tomlinson is not even on the team, and Juice Scruggs is buried on the depth chart. So I love hearing about it. I'm glad they've settled on these five. I love what we're seeing in this offensive line getting better. The question is, like, damn, it takes a little while to install an offense.
Maybe they needed some time to know what they had.
Did you need that much time to realize that Lakin wasn't even good enough to be on the team?
Yeah.
You know, that Juice is – you rotated him and gave him every opportunity under the sun early in the season for multiple games, half the season. Did you really need that to figure out that he's not a starting offensive lineman in this league?
And they say no.
So it's interesting how long it took, but I am stoked about where they've landed.
Yeah.
So no, the offensive line stuff I think was the most in.
But I think it is. I don't think it's a coincidence that the offense is looking much better right now when the offensive line has probably looked, from a consistent standpoint, the best we've seen it in the DeMeco era. I think there's an argument there that, you know, these last few weeks it's looked the best. Now, are we 100% sold that, you know, it's – I'm 100% sold that they're not going to be a travesty like they were at times last year where they just don't give you a chance. That I think that's a big difference in particular with this game. The last time they played the Chiefs, they just didn't have a chance at times up front. I believe they gave up 8 sacks in that game, and then at the end, like, they just couldn't handle anything. I'm confident we're not going to see that again. Now we'll see what they do when they face better defensive lines, and I don't think necessarily this week is a better one. I mean, Chris Jones is there, but outside of that, they've struggled. Well, but no, it is definitely moving in the direction where you can absolutely win with this, and they're showing you can do that against good teams.
Well, the challenge this week is a unique one, and Chris Jones is going to get a lot of the talk, and rightfully so, he should. But really, we've seen this offensive line not completely remove good players from a box score, but making them really non-factors in a game. We saw it with Simmons earlier in the year with the Titans. And so, and I know. Look, Chris Jones is in a different. I think probably in a different.
No, they're probably about the same right now.
Well, I mean, but Chris seems to make a little more. Anyway, the point is like him in a vacuum doesn't overly concern me. Yes, it's a problem. You can commit some assets to him and try to figure it out. But game plan wise, but the part that is interesting is you got him being in the middle, and then you've got Spags who is really good at. However you want to slice it, bringing A-gap pressures, whether it's safeties or linebackers or an end twisting in, like finding a way to attack the quarterback from the shortest point to where he's at in that interior A-gap pressure. And that is what the Texans didn't have an answer for the most part last year. Now, I know they struggled some tight ends, blocking edge rushers kind of deal, but that was all an attempt to try to squeeze the A-gap kind of thing. So they got to figure out that part of it. I'm less worried about – you're not going to figure out Chris Jones. He's going to whoop your ass sometimes. You have to deal with it. The part they got to figure out is schematically, you know, how do you handle what all Spags can throw at you? How are you going – and you can't block everybody all the time, but when you –
that's going to be the dilemma this week is there's – They're going to walk up about 4 or 5 guys,
yeah.
And you don't know who's dropping.
Yeah.
You don't know who's
that. Well, that's been the type of defense that gives the Texans fits. You get a team that's active at the line of scrimmage and bringing defenders up and back and rotating. You can't figure out who's coming, who's the Mike, who's the safety, who's where, and that creates confusion. It creates confusion before the ball's ever snapped. It makes you hold the football late. It forces you to get out of the huddle earlier so you can do different things. So it changes the game consistently. I mean, in a big way. And so are the Texans prepared for it, and do they have the answers for Spags is more of the question that I have for this week.
We'll see. We'll see coming up. It was good to hear from Nick Cayley, though. Hey, I did want to run this thought by you because I think there are a lot of people within the last 4 weeks. We've seen what Davis Mills was able to do while he was in there, and now C.J. Stroud is back. And I think there's a lot of comparison within the two because we saw a positive success from Davis Mills, and you got to just see something to compare C.J. to. But there are a few things that I'm seeing a lot of people text in, message, see that about – questions about Davis Mills and maybe things that he may do better or have been improvements over C.J. Stroud. I want to run it through you to see how much you agree with this. Do you see this as accurate?
Like, okay.
I saw some people text in that Mills goes through his progressions and sees windows better than C.J. Stroud. How real is that? How much do you see that as something that is accurate between those two?
Oh, I don't think it's accurate.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vien and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes of a Crime House Original. Crimes of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
I think Mills doesn't have a choice. CJ does. Mills has to have the ball out on time. Mills has to get the ball out of his hand when the window's at its widest. If he's throwing to the sideline, it's got to be up early with air because he doesn't have the ability to drive the ball the same way CJ does. So yeah, I think whether it's because CJ can't or CJ's skill set allows him not to be. At the end of the day, I think Mills goes through progressions and sees windows better than CJ at this point.
You said that. Mills has to, and CJ does. What do you mean?
Well, I mean like the slant for 21 yards last week to Nico Collins. The only way Mills throws that ball is if he puts his foot in the ground right now and lets it rip and hits him in the chest right out of the break. So he is seeing that and processing that quicker. Where CJ takes a drop step, looks left for some reason. I don't know if he's trying to move the linebacker or not, but then he comes back and he throws it, and the outside linebacker almost gets a hand on it. So it became a much closer play from incomplete to complete because CJ took too long to get there, right? And so for whatever reason, you know, that seems to happen. Now, I think it's because CJ knows he's got the arm ability to do those things.
Where he may try to look at something else that may come open.
Yeah, maybe it's manipulating the linebacker or manipulating the safety. He's trying to do more where Davis Mills knows, I can't do that. I can't get away with that. I got to get this football out. And so, yeah, I would say that right now when it comes to going through progressions, you know, seeing windows in coverage, I think they're both really good at it, but I think one guy has to be great at it in order to survive. The other one can get away with doing some of the more difficult things in the game.
With that, and I've seen this too, kind of going off of that, you think Davis Mills is a better processor than CJ?
I think he's a more willing processor. I don't think he's better. I've seen CJ be an elite processor. I don't think it's
It's not easy.
Which is big in this offense, right?
Yeah. Like I think you know, CJ's ability to process defenses, I think, is really, really good. The question is, we've talked about this many times, the question is, will he commit to it? Again, another one of those deals where CJ's talented enough to where he doesn't have to commit to it. Davis Mills knows better than to even try to get away with not committing to it. You know what I mean? So there's a difference there that from a processing standpoint, I think Davis Mills is more committed to being, you know, going through the processing and being very mechanical, and where I think CJ Stroud likes to live on the edge a little bit and take more risk, if you will. So I don't think he's a better processor. I think he's a more willing processor.
Because he has to be, right?
Yep. That's what you say, absolutely.
Because he has to.
Absolutely. You know, like there was a throw to Christian Kirk that was caught that CJ Stroud threw late to the right. It ended up getting called back for a penalty, but it was one of those where Davis Mills would have threw it before he ever came out of his break, committed to it and threw it before he ever came out of his break. Well, CJ was over here jacking around trying to look at a different route down the field and then came back and threw it over there late. Whereas, you know, one guy, before the ball was ever snapped, completely eliminated this crap over here and just went to the easy completion. It took CJ a while to get there. I think that's by choice. I don't think that is CJ can't process. I think he chooses to do that. Now, the question is with this offense is can he commit to – doing more of those things of just eliminating certain routes and taking the easy completions.
Yeah. All right. We'll continue here. As we said, you got a chance to win some prizes if you're in the building or on your way. Make sure you get in our raffle, get your ticket in our raffle box, as we will do that coming up. First winner is going to come in this hour. There again, there you go. The Bud Light girls, they're around now.